Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Utah's dry, sagebrush-covered landscapes are home to one of North America's largest grouse species, commonly known as the greater sage grouse. The females are attractive chicken-sized birds with gently curved bodies. Their feathers show streaks of black, brown, and gray. This pattern acts as a natural camouflage in their sagebrush habitat to help protect them from predators. Males are distinguished from females by their majestic form and decorative feather patterns. They are often twice the size of females and can weigh over 7 pounds. A thick layer of white plumage covers the male's breasts and wraps up around both sides of their thick necks. The tails are a long spray of pointy feathers, which rise into a beautiful fan during courting season and provide the basis for their scientific name, Central Circus Europhasianus, derived from the Greek word kentron, meaning spiny, kerkos, meaning tail, and Europhasianus, meaning tail of a pheasant. To protect against predators, their wing and back feathers have streaks of black, gray, and brown, similar to the females. The greater sage grouse are probably best known for their extravagant courtship rituals. Around the beginning of March, the male grouse return to their communal mating grounds called a lek, where they compete with other males to attract and breed with the females. The ritual is called lekking. The females are attracted to the leks by the calls of the males, which can carry for over 1.5 miles. When they arrive, they roost among the males to watch their strutting performances. During the courtship rituals, the females will begin searching for a nesting site. Most will choose to build their nests under the protective cover of a sagebrush bush. When she sits on her nest of 6 to 8 eggs, her camouflage colors go to work and make her nearly invisible from her surroundings. When the eggs hatch, the chicks will immediately follow the female as she leads them to areas within the protective cover of sagebrush that are rich in insects and other green groceries known as forbs. On this high-protein, energy-rich diet, the chicks grow fast and in less than 3 weeks can fly. Dr. Terry Mesmer, Utah State University Extension Wildlife Specialist and Director of the Berryman Institute, explains, "Greater sage grouse do not have a muscular crop and are not able to digest hard seeds like other upland game species, such as the ring-necked pheasant. They depend on sagebrush for their survival. In fact, during the winter, sage grouse survive by only eating sagebrush. They are the only species that can gain weight during the winter by consuming sagebrush." Biologists estimate that since the European settlement of North America, there has been a 50% decline of the sage grouse, sagebrush habitat, and population. In the late 1990s, in an effort to reverse this trend, Mesmer, through Utah State University, entered into a collaboration with the state of Utah and numerous other stakeholders to develop a community-based conservation plan. Its purpose was to bring local communities, agencies, and researchers together to determine the best methods to preserve sage grouse, their sagebrush habitats, and benefit the local community, without having to list it for protection under the Federal Endangered Species Act. After 2 decades of hard work, the partners have witnessed a resurgence of the greater sage grouse as their habitats have been protected, enhanced, and expanded. This is Shauna Levitt for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.